Klingon word from the word.
Ich rakta kutsku rog chak chata dak dich let's chak dak choka tuk.
I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the Lord's house. I'm fond of changing the desktop image on my computer. I love to pick an image that opens for me a window to another place. That has included family pictures, paintings, or scenes from vacations. Recently, I featured a great view from the top of the Ferris wheel at our state fair. Last week, that image gave way to a terrific shot of the Delta rocket launch that began NASA's Dawn mission to the asteroids. It's a stunning picture of that rocket launching over the sea against a clear blue sky. As I considered it, I realized that rocket launches are a frequent choice in these backdrops, and it isn't surprising whether launching my own rockets or looking at the launches of interplanetary spacecraft, there is something about watching a craft sail into the sky that gives me a lift. That lift is just the feeling I hear in these words from the psalmist, this excitement to be in that place, that very special place, the Lord's house, where we can stand on the threshold of all God's promises. Jich rachta kutku kog chak chata dach jich let's chak dach chukha tu. I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the Lord's house. When was the last time you said that as you got ready to go to worship? How often do we find that excitement, that uplift at the thought of going to a service? Isn't it far more a stereotype that heading in is a chore, a blot on one's free time? Why is that? The psalmist used the word samach for glad. It's a word that appears almost 150 times in the Bible, a primitive root meaning to brighten up, carrying the idea to cheer up, to be glad, joyful, merry, to rejoice. I used a form of the word be happy, kuch, for the Klingon. Kuch plus the intensifier ku for kuch ku. What keeps us from experiencing this? The Life Application Bible notes, going to God's house can be a chore or a delight. For the psalmist it was a delight. As a pilgrim attending one of the three great religious festivals, he rejoiced to worship with God's people in God's house. We may find worship a chore if we have unconfessed sin or if our love for God has cooled. But if we're close to God and enjoy His presence, we'll be eager to worship and praise Him. Our attitude toward God will determine our view of worship. One thing I've noticed, participation can make a difference. Just as making and launching rockets increases my understanding and appreciation of what is happening in a NASA launch, so too, I've found that being involved in the life of my congregation, singing in the choir or reading lessons in a service, gives me a different attitude toward the Lord's house. Sure, this means work, and it isn't always fun, but over time, the involvement means I'm far more interested, involved, and excited about going to the Lord's house. I encourage you, next time you're in your house of worship, if you're finding this psalm's words hard to make your own, look around. If there's a place where you can help, and try to tell me there's a congregation that doesn't need volunteers, then pitch in. You'll be glad to find what a difference it can make. This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.klingonword.org. For daily scripture readings, check out The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. You'll find links at klingonword.org. For more podcasts of interest, you'll also find links to sqpn.com and the Godcast Network. I encourage you to check them out. The KLV is a relaxification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. I encourage you to check out ebible.org for free text and audio downloads of the World English Bible. Thanks for listening.